Stormwood & Associates is a production of the Nerd & Tie Podcast Network. For more podcasts from actual play to true crime to witchcraft, go to nerdandtie.com or join our community on Discord by finding an invite at nerdandtie.com/discord. In pursuit of a stolen magical object, Stormwood & Associates Field Team 623 stepped into a tear between realities and vanished. They found themselves trapped in another plane, facing a reality that was not their own, and driven to avoid dark forces they don't understand. And so, Team 623 finds themselves leaping from world to world, striving to put right what they find wrong, and hoping each time that their next jump will be the jump home. Stormwood & Associates stars Celeste Startwin as Dee, Gen Proc as Obi, Trey Dorn as Amy, and Becca Johnson as Liz Stormwood. Previously on Stormwood and Associates. So the team appears to be in a town in somewhere in Oregon, which is a fancy sounding place for our team who doesn't live in a universe with an Oregon. But they're in Oregon, and they arrive in a small town in the high desert, which seems to be having a problem with a cult. We all know where this is going. Anyways, there is a local quick smoke tavern. They're on the eve of a major election, and the team has been trying to figure out what is going on. Fiona wasn't a lot of help, although she did tell the team that she removed the salad bar from the quick smoke as a precaution. Anyways, the team is trying to leave the quick smoke at the moment, and they're planning on investigating what's going on, but, yeah. That's where we are right now.
As you guys are walking toward the door, you see the bartender who you spoke with earlier, blocking entrance to a halfling girl who looks like she's a teenager.
I told you, you're not old enough to come in here.
I know, but listen, there's something else going on. You have to take me seriously.
No, you stay out. We card. The last thing I need is to, like, have a minor coming in here before an election when every big candidate is inside.
That's why I need to get in, is to talk to the candidates.
Obi, like, comes up behind him. Excuse me.
He looks over awkwardly.
I'd like to pass through, please. I'm coming out of the bar.
I'd like to bring my 10-year-old out of this bar, yes.
Yeah.
Well, that minor's accompanied. It's okay.
You know what? She's with me.
She's with you?
She's with me.
Man, you guys get more people with you all the time. Why are you hanging out with the editor of the school newspaper? That's weird.
Why aren't you? What, do you have something, a problem with the free press?
Yeah.
Are you against the free exchange of ideas and the Fourth Estate? Why are you trying to shut down the free and open exchange of ideas in our culture, in our nation, in this great country? Why are you trying to destroy Aramisia and values?
You brought this on yourself.
You call yourself a bartender.
He looks visually shaken and walks away.
What do you need to tell people, kid?
Look, Thank you. Thank you for the assist. Really appreciate it. Very cool.
This is Dee Stormwood. She's helping with the election.
I am a Stormwood. This is true.
This is also a Stormwood, our friend Liz, but not the Liz Stormwood, a cousin, distant.
Really? Because you look exactly
she
like
gets it, like, constantly.
Yeah, we get that a lot. The other Liz also gets that she looks like me.
Not so much.
The halfling teenager looks extremely skeptical.
The other Liz Stormwood's like a little bit taller.
Do you guys get around much bullshitting people like this, or is this just your like thing?
What do you mean?
I mean that it is pretty obvious to anyone with half a brainstem that is Liz Stormwood, and
Google
you're saying
Liz
that it's
Stormwood.
Not Liz
Google,
Stormwood
I'm saying,
because you don't want to blow her cover.
No, I am telling you, while this is a person named Liz Stormwood, it is not the Liz Stormwood who defeated Hollowell. Google her. Find out where she is right now. Check her social media.
Pulls up the social media.
Fiona said she was in London, and I know I was bullshitting your continuity, but you know,
it's all right. I have something interesting to tell after the record. Okay, so she pulls it up just because there's things uploaded with a just because you uploaded something with the location attached to it doesn't mean that that's where you are right now.
And
this could be a timed Instagram post.
What was she? This universe's Liz Stormwood like live on the BBC or anything?
Let's decide. yes, she was.
Yeah, there we go. No, it's you see, there's proof right there. Yeah. The Liz Stormwood you're thinking of is in England right now.
Huh.
And while this Liz Stormwood is a Stormwood and is very impressive, she was not involved in all of that.
The teenager still looks skeptical. Whatever. It's not the first time adults have decided to bullshit me through things.
I'm just going to look her right in the eye. I am telling you absolute truth that this is a different Liz Stormwood than the one you're thinking of.
Huh.
No lie. But she is a Stormwood.
Yeah, anyone could see that.
But what's your thing? What's your thing that you're so freaking out about?
Look, it's pretty neck and neck. I know that they say that there's a lot of people over there in the Indigo Embrace cult. But the fact of the matter is, a lot of them can't even legally vote. If anything, this could be a really tight election, and that Gary guy, Gary Little, I think that there's a lot more. Gary Little, leader of the cult?
Fucking Gary.
Fucking Gary, so you've been following him?
No, years ago there was a thing. I've never met the man, but a friend of a friend had to deal with him a few years ago.
Huh.
This is way back.
Well, that's kind of surprising, because as far as I could tell, I couldn't find this guy on anyone's radar until about maybe a year ago, when he and a bunch of his buddies moved into this patch of land that they bought and started moving people into our area. Calling themselves the Indigo Embrace.
Yeah, no, he was. This is a few years ago, back in California.
Yeah. Gary's never been to California.
Yes, he has.
The shit are you talking about?
Sometimes people don't write shit down, kid. Sometimes people don't write shit down.
Well, whatever. God, you're such a pain in the ass.
I am helpful. Would you like to see my bird? Yeah, Onyx has been here the whole time. That's not my fault nobody commented on the giant glass bird.
What the fuck does that have to do with any... Whatever.
I don't know. Look at that.
Anyway.
All right.
Listen, okay. There's no way that this... Anyway, if you're going to at least pretend to take me seriously, there's no way that this Gary guy is going to let the, is going to let the election be won fair and square. I've been researching him for months. I've seen the weird Facebook groups that he's been leading, or that, or the, or that time that he started a support group over in Thrillinoy. Listen, this guy's up to something, and some of his and some of the people he's attached to are equally weird. Yeah, the other candidates working with him, they seem relatively normal. I think that's why he wants them to run, but he's been working with people, you know, magic users, wordsmiths. I think he's going to do something drastic.
So, what are you going to do about it?
I want to warn Harry Whiteman and the other people running, so that they'll actually start taking this crap seriously. But Harry honestly thinks that this election's in the bag.
Yeah, he didn't strike me as that smart of a guy. Well, I guess you gotta go warn him.
I'll try.
Good luck.
Thanks.
If it makes you feel any better, I believe you.
Yeah.
Don't know if it helps that I believe you, but I believe you.
The halfling teen shrugs. Listen, if you have any other tips, just email me here. She hands you a card. It is a crudely printed business card. Melanie Mers at elkbottomhigh.org.
Okay, great. Thank you. We will do that. I take out my card.
And honestly, this literally says Liz Stormwood on it, and it doesn't say not the other
Stormwood.
Why would her name?
But it says Chicago office. The other Liz Stormwood doesn't work out of the Chicago office.
I'm gonna look up the Chicago office. So
wait, your card says Chicago, Illinois. This girl said Chicago. This girl said Thrillinois. You have a made up state on your business card.
Yep.
Jesus
Christ.
Let's
go. Let's go.
You're missing letters on your business card, you idiots.
You're a child with a business card who don't call adults idiots. All right.
Fine, I'm gonna have to solve this myself, like always.
Don't.
Good luck.
Let's go. So we're gonna go kill
Gary. She wanders
Gary,
right? in. We're gonna do something to him.
I have no problem. So Gary is weirdo cult leader guy.
Yeah, what did he do in Calisardo?
Okay, so there's this thing called Axel. Do you remember, like, the giant kaiju that was in San Ricardo during the Hollowell battle?
You probably would have seen this on...
Yeah,
I mean,
was on the news.
This was all over the news.
Yeah. There was a kaiju fighting a giant robot.
I remember he was, like, waving at people afterward.
Yeah, hello, Ben. Yeah. So,
yeah, I thought it was like I legitimately, until I saw the news about like Hollowell being defeated, I assumed that some company just had a really fancy, wacky, waving, inflatable arm flailing tube man or something.
No, so that's Axel, the Ashotl, and he's a thing from another something. I don't know. I wonder if he's like one of. We should ask Fiona about Axel.
Yeah.
But anyways, he summoned him into our reality, and had a cult with, like, fast food stuff.
That sounds kind of fun. Why would we kill a guy with a fast food cult?
Because he's a piece of shit.
I mean, how...
I don't know. NK told me he was a piece of shit, and she hated him, and that his existence gave her migraines, and that if I ever see him, shoot him.
I mean, yeah, that's fair.
So, I don't know. I trust her judgment.
Everyone roll a D10.
5. 8. 8.
Okay.
I'm gonna switch D10s. 6. And roll like shit today.
Okay. Ovi and Liz, you can hear loud, like loud music, blaring like from outside of town.
Someone's having a party.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. So we need to figure out somewhere to stay. We need to figure out what to do about this cult.
Someone.
We have 3 days to find somewhere to stay, rig an election, and defeat a cult.
Or just kill
Gary.
You do see someone. Walking down the street, throw up a middle finger in the direction of where the cult was, at least what looked like the cult on your way into town.
Huh.
They seem welcoming.
Let's go walk over there and find out.
Okay. I mean, it's getting kind of late. The sun is definitely setting.
Yeah, okay. It's like 7:30.
Sounds good. All right. Does everyone agree that you're going to head toward the Indigo Embrace commune?
Yes.
I suppose.
I feel like I spent the entire last reality asleep. I've got plenty of energy.
Okay, so you head up the road.
I also may have stolen a bowl of peanuts off the bar.
Okay. So you head out in that direction. Are you guys walking the whole way there?
How far was it?
So it is still like you'll be heading back. The quickest way is to get back toward the highway, but then it's a dirt road that you could probably walk.
I think we should probably just take the truck then.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there are still people with signs outside of the dirt road, so you might not want them, like, labeling you as cultists on your way in.
Right. I don't know. It depends on what we've got on the way out. Gary's severed head. My D.
Yeah, we've put severed heads on spikes before, so.
Okay, so you guys get in the car. You drive toward the Indigo Embrace commune. As you drive closer.
God, yeah, that was Amy and Liz's first date.
This is true. I've contributed so many great settings to this story. Oh boy. So, sorry, I'm patting myself on the back. So, as you drive out there, the music is definitely getting louder. It's you can hear people just raucously partying. Like, it is fireworks are going off.
Baby, you're a firework. Oh, sorry. You mean actual fireworks, not the song fireworks.
No, yeah. Actual fireworks. Someone setting off, like, real-life fireworks. Everything is just nuts. But as you get closer, you do see that there is a fence around the commune. And everyone roll me a d10 again.
I'm gonna roll this d10. A 6.
11.
7.
8. Okay. Alright, so, you know what? All of you can see at least one, maybe, two. There are definitely people, kind of wandering around outside the fence wearing purple berets and carrying assault weapons.
How high is the fence? Just curious. How tall is it?
I'd say about 8 feet. There is someone, there are greeters at the door of, like, just like that the dirt road leads directly into, though.
Okay. So, how much do you guys trust me?
We trust you.
I mean,
you haven't killed us at this point, so.
I mean, it's true. Alright, so. I have a couple of spells I've never really used around you guys before. You've seen me fly plenty of times, right? But mm-hmm. I can also, I can create a floating platform that will always be, that like will sit about 15 feet lower than me. And I could fly us over the fence and at a high enough altitude where we're unlikely to be spotted in the night sky by these guys with guns, and then lower us back down into the compound.
I mean, are they? I mean, I don't know if they're. It looks like there's just greeters at the door. One of them waves at the vehicle.
Okay.
maybe we'll use that as an escape.
Okay.
If they don't let us out.
I'm keeping that in my back pocket.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing to have there.
I just mentioned this because Trey the player forgot that Amy has Jimmy Joe's circular levitating platform in Amy's inventory of spells. That I took as a joke and have never used it, and then I forgot that it technically, if, because it always floats 3 feet above the ground, but if the ground level is, but the disc also stays within 15 feet of the character, and if the character is more than 15 feet away from the ground, the disc will stay, like, 15 feet below the person, so I could, like, just start giving people free rides when I'm flying. Without having to, like, use my, like, carry weight rules or anything like that.
Okay.
It's just a thing I put together now. That I just never thought of before. So that's, yeah, okay. I mean, do you guys want to go in?
I mean, I thought that's why we came here in the first place.
What?
I thought we were coming here.
Like, that teenager said that Gary hasn't, like, there's no record of him, like, more than a year ago, and then insisted that he's never been to California, whatever bullshit name. Like, everything about this place is inconsistent and weird, and if this turns out to be another fucking hallucination, I am just gonna shoot Gary in the head.
It could just be that, you know, this is a different Gary with a different background.
Right.
You know?
No, but I'm saying that, like, she said that there was no record of Gary more than, like, 1 or 2 years ago. right?
What if he dimension hopped?
That, okay, that's possible, but not the point that Amy was trying to make.
I'm just saying, I don't know how much we can trust the intel from that teenager. Because when I started making, I thought it was safe to imply that Gary had secretly been in California. It's fucking weird to say. I thought, I was safe, relaying that because she said there was no sign of him. But then she insisted that he'd never been there, which leads me to believe that she knows more about this guy than she's letting on.
Well, and she knows nothing about what we've been through and what we know.
Well, right, but...
Also, you did kind of, just kind of, I don't know. It felt like you were kind of stepping on her toes a little bit. You know how teenagers are.
I was bum-rushing the child, I understand.
She might have been pissed with you.
I know.
Well, I mean, we're... Oh, God.
Do you think I wasn't that girl in high school?
I mean, I don't know what kind of girl you were in high school.
Okay, well, okay. I was on the school paper. I was a cheerleader. I did a lot. But I was also... I was very, very determined that I was the one who was going to save the day. And you got to take their bullshit and stop them and fry their brain, or else they're just gonna take over the whole situation, and so you've got to preemptively do the same back to them if you want to get information out of them.
Damn, maybe. Or maybe you just pissed off a teenager. I mean, that's
look at
possible,
D, look at me in the eye, D. Look at me in the eye. I am the alpha. Alright, let's walk.
I don't think that's real.
It is okay, with girls.
Okay. Are you guys going to enter?
Amy's sure walking that way.
Indigo embrace. Okay. Yeah. D gets out of the car too.
Yep.
Obi. Welcome. Obi's unsure if children are allowed in.
They're creepy cults. Of course children are allowed in.
Welcome, friends, to the Indigo Embro. Hey,
hello, Ben.
What are you talking about, man? I'm just here to give... Come on, bring it in. Bring it in.
No.
Bring
Indigo
it out.
Embrace. Whoa. The greeter notices Obi. Normally I welcome all seekers who wish to join the embrace of the Indigo, but we actually don't allow anyone under the age of 25 in here.
It's okay, he's 40.
He doesn't look 40.
He's got
that
Benjamin
for my age.
He's got that Benjamin Button disease.
Can I see an ID?
I don't know, man. Can you?
I left it in the truck. Let me go get it.
Obi's gonna run back to the truck.
Okay.
go around the back side of it so they can't see him, and do a hide.
Make your roll.
Where'd he go?
I rolled a 6.
Do they beat his hide?
Okay.
Just roll D10s.
I'm rolling D10s. You rolled D10s.
Okay.
Okay, yes. Obi definitely beat.
I did.
I got a 4. I can't see Obi.
I got a 5. Yeah. I can't see Obi.
Yeah, they also rolled a 5. They
he
can't
probably
see
had
Obi.
To go back and call his ex-wife. He probably feels insulted. God, people like you are always judging him.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I guess it's just the 3 of us then. So should
very
be no
well
problem, right?
Join us in the Indigo Embrace. So the greeter guides you in to the commune and kind of gives you a look around. He is pretty hard to hear. The music is just extremely loud. They're blasting music. People are partying. There's all of the buildings look on the outer end of the commune. The buildings along the outer edge look very crudely assembled, like they might have been put up by someone with very little, if any, experience with construction. As you get further in, though, a lot of the buildings start looking much better made. And in the center of it all, you can see two very large structures. One is what appears to be a mansion. And next to it is an amphitheater. And the music is blaring from the speakers around the amphitheater. There is, around the periphery, there are little shops and bodegas of sorts that people are selling handcrafted items at. There is a artificial lake that was... does not look like it was there originally. It was probably made by the cultists, and there's a whole bunch of people skinny dipping in there.
Oh, okay.
It's never the people you want to see naked.
And there's a whole lot of people with alcohol and probably some other substances.
Okay, hold up. Are we sure these are the bad guys?
I mean, yeah. D?
Yeah.
D, is this your... This can't be your first cult, D, right?
No! Obviously not. I mean, like, just because I've never, you know, full on joined a cult doesn't mean I didn't end up, you know, hitching a ride with or bumming drugs off of
or you meet a cute girl named Starfire who tries to invite you out to the commune for the weekend, and then you find out, yeah, it goes south real fast. Did not date her.
Okay, but, like, honestly, if someone, like, came up to me and if she was, like, you know, cute enough and she was into DC references like that, I might be down. I might make some very stupid decisions.
No, and then you meet the great leader and he doesn't have pants on, and then you're getting the fuck out.
Yeah, I guess. I never met the great leader. I just met sad people who, you know, upward trajectory for them was when they started selling for some, you know, Utah-based MLM, and that was a better life choice than what they were doing before that.
Yeah, I've seen way worse than that.
Well, I'm saying that was the improvement for them.
Yeah, no, I gotcha. Let's find out where the person in charge is. And then drown him. What a tragic accident. He drowned in the lake. So sad.
Everywhere you go, people keep offering to hug you as you go through the
No, thank you. I'm fine. Thank you.
You should totally hug my friend.
Very kind
D
of
here.
You.
D loves hugs.
I don't want to hug a lot of you. No. I don't. No, thank you.
I've got a cold.
Please, no.
But my friend D here would love it.
No, I'm not that. Oh, okay, you're doing it anyway.
Okay, as you
feel free to hug my bird, who is covered in sharp edges.
Ow, man! Shit, that hurts.
Quick question. I know I got past the gate, the guys at the gate.
Yes. Yeah, everybody else gets to like roll to see.
Yeah,
like...
they technically get to roll against my hide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To see if anybody sees
me.
We'll
see if they care.
Okay. Well, the other thing is, like, as you get further in, people are pretty, depending on the people, they seem pretty blitzed out. No one is paying especially close attention to even Obi.
Cool.
All right. Oh, darn. However, a couple of the guards wearing the purple berets walk by. All right, Obi. Okay. Let's take a look at Obi's. Let's see how they roll. Oh, crap. Both of them rolled 10s.
Oh. Yeah, they see me.
Whoa! Whoa, 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 whoa! Hold up there, little buddy!
I would like to run.
Are we nearby?
Yeah, like... I'm assuming we're nearby.
I assume that Obi was probably following us.
I assumed Obi was following us, so I should have clarified that. I'm sorry.
No worries.
Was Obi following us or just going off on his own, which... it's certainly possible.
Yes, I'm sorry. Obi, were you following or were you off on your own?
I think there was an initial follow, but as soon as they saw the mansion, he was heading towards that.
Okay.
So if you guys were all headed there, then he was following you. But if not, then he was definitely just like on his own, like, ooh, big house, go there. I want to see inside a cult mansion.
I think we would be going toward the mansion, yes.
Because that's where we assume the leader is.
So,
okay.
So are these guards fodder?
They are. They are fodder guards.
And I see that they're going after Obi, right?
You are, yes. But keep in mind, there's a lot of people around that are, that can... So it's not like you're...
A lot of high people.
A lot of high people, but there's still a lot of people.
Which is why I'm going to subtly cast Immobilize on 3 of the 4 guards, because I can hit 3 fodder characters at once with an Immobilize.
Ah, well played.
And they're just sinking to the sand a little bit.
Huh?
And they got to beat... Okay, so... They've got to... They have to... I got a 9, which means I have to roll a 10 to escape.
1, 6, 2. They did not.
So 3 of them just sort of like get their feet stuck in the ground.
Ah! My feet!
I run after Obi and the other guard.
Okay.
And then I'm going to cast another Immobilize on the remaining guard. And that's an 11. So he ain't going nowhere because he can't beat that roll.
He cannot. That is correct. I don't know who that kid is, says one of the guards to the others. But the ground has embraced our feet. It is not our place to question his presence here.
Right.
So good attitude.
For the Indigo embrace. For the Indigo embrace. The 3 guards that were immobilized next to each other awkwardly hug.
Sorry, Obi stops running and comes back.
Let's go to the house.
Let's go to the house. I want to see inside a cult mansion.
Beloved of the dirt. Beloved of the dirt.
Beloved is the stupid. Let's go.
You are the beloved of the dirt.
I'm just saying, you three here, you should make out. That's just what you should be doing right now. I don't want you to question it. I want you to go with it and just feel it. I'll be back later. I'm going to leave.
One of them unbuttons his shirt. Okay, we go toward the...
I said make out. I didn't say anything about getting undressed.
You don't tell Earl how to make out in his cult. It's not even his cult. He's just a thing. Anyway.
He's just living in it.
He's just living in it. Okay, so you guys are moving toward the mansion.
Yep.
Okay.
Stormwood & Associates is a production of Nerd & Tie. You can find more information at nerdandtie.com/stormwood. You can also find us on social media at Nerd & Tie on Twitter, nerdandtie.tumblr.com, and facebook.com/nerdandtie. This podcast can be subscribed to on anywhere that major podcasts are found: iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, and quite a few other places, and anywhere that takes an RSS feed as well. Hey, while you're still here, let me tell you about another podcast on the Nerd & Tie Network. And that's Let's Be Legendary. Let's Be Legendary, the Fey Wild West, is a 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons actual play game. So, an actual play game like this one, but like, you know, in a system people actually use in the real world. Set in a homebrew Wild West steampunk world, the Fey Wild West follows two people discovering what it means to be in a relationship, all the while seeking revenge and learning the truth of their pasts. Let's Be Legendary podcast is an LGBTQ+ podcast with both main and minor characters, as well as players falling under the queer blanket. A heavy RP game with a focus on story and characters. And you can hear it every week here on the Nerd & Tie Network. And you can find all their subscription information and links at nerdandtie.com/legendary.